I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is Refuse Satan's Bait, Don't Get Angry, and our scripture reading is from Ephesians 4, 26 through 27. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. All right, let's break it down. Anger is one of Satan's favorite baits. He knows if he can get you to take that hook, he can reel you in towards bitterness, division, and destruction. The moment you lash out, close your heart, or nurse resentment, you've taken the bait. And once the hook is in, it's not easy to pull it out. Satan doesn't just want you angry. He wants your anger to control you. Why? Because uncontrolled anger clouds your judgment, poisons your heart, damages relationships, and distances you from God's peace. Point one, recognize the bait. The first step in refusing Satan's bait is recognizing it. He sets traps in many forms: a harsh word from someone you love, an offense from a stranger, an unfair situation at work, even something as small as a sarcastic comment online. The enemy whispers, "Don't let them get away with that. You have the right to be angry." But remember, you're right. To be angry isn't the same as God's call to righteousness. James 1:20 says, human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Let's move on to point two, control the response. You may not control what happens to you, but you can control how you respond. Anger by itself isn't always sin. Even Jesus showed righteous anger when he cleansed the temple, but uncontrolled anger is a doorway for the devil. You remember the part that I'm talking about where he was turning over the tables in his father's house? Even Jesus, like I said, showed righteous anger when he cleansed the temple, but uncontrolled anger is a doorway for the devil. When you feel that spark rising, you have a choice. You can feed it with arguments, revenge, and gossip, or you can starve it with prayer, forgiveness, and self-control. Proverbs 15:1 reminds us, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Your response can either be put out the fire or pour gasoline on it. All right, point three, remember the real enemy. Too often, we think the person who hurt us is the enemy. But Ephesians 6:12 says we wrestle not with flesh and blood. Satan loves it when we attack each other instead of resisting him. When someone wrongs you, pause and remember the enemy is not with them. The enemy is the devil using offense to divide and destroy. But fight the person, fight the temptation. Oh, wait. Don't fight the person, fight the temptation. Point four, let God handle it. Romans 12:19 says, do not take revenge. It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. Trust God to handle justice. When you let go of anger, you're not excusing wrong. You're handing the case over to the highest court in existence. Forgiveness is not weakness, my friends. It is spiritual warfare. It's saying, I refuse to carry Satan's bait another step. Well, let's wrap it up. Drop the hook. If the devil has baited you with offense, resentment, or rage, it's time to drop the hook. Don't feed the anger. Don't rehearse the hurt. Don't take the bait. Instead, pray, Lord, fill my heart with your peace. Help me respond with love, not wrath. Remind me that my battle is not with people, but with the enemy of my soul. And remember, the bait only works if you bite. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor with a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.